This is part three of The Most Valuable Entity in the Universe. This is Jim Harwell again. Thanks for listening. And in all of these teachings, again, I want to open up by saying the presence of the Almighty God, the glory of the Lord, that's the answer, and that's what we want to welcome to these teachings and always want to give the Holy Spirit full reign over these messages. And remember, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God. So simple. The Trinity is so simple. I want to first touch on just something that I want to emphasize of why this is the most valuable entity in the universe. Because all of the things that we now get through Jesus Christ, salvation, getting saved, which means that we now we are saved from wrath and from hell, and we get to go to heaven for eternity. Just that makes it the most valuable entity in the universe by far. None of the other things in the world that I know of can do that. And if you can come up with something better that allows me to be saved and with a guarantee of spending eternity in heaven, please tell me. But from all of my research, this is the one thing that does that. So salvation, that alone, incredible. Eternal life, okay? And eternal life, of course, is this glorious benefit. You know, talk about benefits. We all love benefits, right? We all seek money. We seek material things or what we can get. Everybody wants to beat the system. I heard that said once. You know, we all are seeking, you know, whatever it is. We want to look better. We want to feel better. We want to be healthy. We want good friends. We want relationships. We want a family. We want kids. We want romance and love. All these things. We seek all of that, and yet the greatest thing, by far, infinitely greater than all of these other things put together, in fact, is the presence of Jesus Christ himself, through the Holy Spirit, his presence. And that entity, Jesus Christ and the presence of Jesus Christ, gets all these other things as well. Okay, and I believe that. Now, am I the be-all, end-all? No. I'm just stating something that I really believe and I want to get recorded, is when we find Jesus Christ and we truly are walking with him in a genuine walk with him, that again is easy, it's simple, it's what humans were supposed to do all along. When we do that, all these other things are added to us, the intangible things and the tangible. The intangible are the real ones, you know, peace in our heart and fulfillment and joy and being at harmony and being generally healthy in spirit, soul, and body and all these things. So when I mentioned eternal life, so eternal life, that what when we think of that, we think of, okay, that means eternity, living for eternity in heaven. Okay, that's part of it. That's one of the great benefits. But let's look at what Jesus Christ himself said is eternal life. And this is from the book of John. He said, "And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Unquote. That's eternal life. Glory to God. It's so simple. Again, it's knowing the only true God and Jesus Christ is who allows us access to him. Jesus Christ, which is the way to God. In other words, and I've said this before, but God Almighty is so incredibly big and powerful, he could not save us himself. I mean, literally, he did through Jesus, but he's so big and powerful that these little tiny human beings, how does he save them? He sends Jesus Christ, his only son, as a human being to the earth to redeem mankind. So the famous saying is said by, I believe it's John Wesley, God came to earth as a man and justified himself to the world. So that's just one aspect. But back to the most valuable. Again, all these things that he offers and all these benefits, these incredible benefits, many of them intangible, things that, you know, money and power and fame and even relationships, none of those things can provide these intangible benefits of knowing Jesus Christ. That is, as I mentioned, the peace and joy and fulfillment and harmony and all of those things. So, but even just the presence of Jesus, okay, that, when I say it's the most valuable entity, it gets someone something that nothing else can provide. Nothing else. And you know, all the things of the earth, all the material things, all the wealth, all of the power, some of those things are just empty in and of themselves. We know that. But